We're going to need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
On the Gym Class, coming up next right here on KGYM, we will talk about what is happening in East Lansing, Michigan. My goodness, some bad things coming out today via ESPN's Outside the Lines program, even on top of what happened earlier this week up in Michigan. Also, we will talk with Dan Shunka of Our Lad Scouting Service and the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, coming up on the Gym Class, KGYM. And coming your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on a sunny 52-degree day, it is a Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the main gym, the North Gym, 107.5 FM, and the South Gym, 106.3 FM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. Your local sports programming block getting underway, taking you to 7 o'clock tonight. High school girls basketball, a pair of dandies coming up tonight at 7:30. On 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, it'll be number one, Marion, number one in 4A, taking on number
the quality of the
five.
Product.
Whoops, I'm sorry, Mark. Hit the wrong button there. That was my fault. Let's try that again. Number one in 4A, Marion, taking on number five in 4A, Center Point, Urbana. That'll be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, and then on 106.3 FM coming up tonight at 7:30. It will be Class 5A, number 2 Cedar Falls, at 5A, number 9 Iowa City West. So some great basketball coming up tonight for you here on KGYM. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Yeah, that girls game tonight, number 1 and 2 in the WAMAC West. Of course, Marion won the first game, and that's Center Point's only lost. Center Point Urbana's only
lost.
In
the conference.
In the conference.
Yes.
Yeah.
They lost to Grinnell as well in a non-conference game, and Grinnell's in the top five as well. So should be a very interesting and entertaining game tonight. Big crowd expected over at Marion, and again, we'll have it for you right here on KGYM. Plenty to get to here on a Friday. We look to the future, and we also take a look at what's happening at East Lansing, Michigan here today. And we're going to do that on the program. Dan Shonka is going to join us here in just a little bit from Our Lad Scouting Service. He spent the week at the Senior Bowl festivities, and we will talk about who looked good down there. And I know a former Hawkeye looked really good down there. We'll talk about some of the Senior Bowl activities going on, not only there, but in other locales. We'll also have the Carl Nerney's Pick 6 for you coming up in just a little bit, a chance to win a $30 gift card from Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. That comes your way a little bit later on in the hour. Also coming up, we will have your opportunity to pick up a $30 gift card to La Cantina, and our final one of the week. And we do appreciate all their help. You can stop in at one of their three locations, and they are currently hiring for all positions, by the way. In the Fountains on Edgewood Road, Lincoln View Square in Marion, or downtown Cedar Rapids, all three La Cantina locations. And again, we do appreciate everything they do for us here on KGYM.
Yeah, things definitely heating up in East Lansing with the Michigan State situation regarding Larry Nassar, sentenced to 175 years in prison, basically a death sentence, obviously, for him. And now allegations being either renewed or stirred up again by Outside the Lines regarding Michigan State's football and men's basketball programs, Mark D'Antonio, Tom Izzo, and the Crosshairs somewhat. Mark Hollis, athletic director at Michigan State, has retired today.
Well, it's
proper word is retired in his mind.
Proper word is retired, but he resigned under pressure.
This was coming on the heels of the president stepping aside a couple days ago. And a couple takes from that. Number one, I think folks are going to, as I said yesterday, come late to the party on this Michigan State story, because it now involves, or is a spread to, football and men's basketball. Two sports obviously higher profile than gymnastics. A lot of those folks had, could have cared less about the gymnastics story the last couple of years. And I admit, I was late to the story as well, but I've become more passionate about it in recent weeks in the last year. But now Michigan State, I'll tell you what, you're under any kind of investigation. That's not comfortable.
It is not. And if you missed it, ESPN's Outside the Lines today with Bob Lee. They were the ones that have taken this, I guess, a step farther is the way to put it. Now allegations. We knew there were things going on off the field with the Michigan State football program. We knew that going in. Mark D'Antonio had made that known to everybody. Michigan State had made that known to everybody.
Domestic disputes, sexual abuse, harassment, violations, allegations anyway.
And they made it known that there were a few of those and that they had taken care of it. Well, ESPN reporting that the athletic department, not the Michigan State University in its own, but the athletic department taking care of things. Mark D'Antonio at times taking care of things, including reportedly one time where the punishment was just to have the offending player call his mother and tell her exactly what he did. Now, mom may have taken it out on said player, but that's not the way to go about fixing the situation. It has even reared its ugly head in the Michigan State men's basketball program. Allegations that two former players and an assistant coach,
graduate assistant coach,
have also been under scrutiny, and that that Tom Izzo knew about this, and the Michigan State athletic department knew about this. If, and again, the NCAA will sweep in now that somebody else has uncovered something for the third time, and they will go in and Mark Emmert of the NCAA, not of the Des Moines Register, Mark Emmert, will go in there and they will try to come up with things. You know, people are already saying, well, what's going to happen next year? First of all, Mark D'Antonio and Tom Izzo both won't be coaching Michigan State next year. I'm going to go with the innocent until proven guilty situation here. If indeed all this has happened under their watch, yeah, they're even Tom Izzo, with all the rapport that he has built up over the years and all the great success that he has had over the years, he is not immune to being shown the door. And if all this is happening, then I say yes, he's got to go. Athletic director's already gone. President of the university is already gone. You know, as bad as Penn State was, I mean, is this worse than Penn State? Because you got three programs going at it here, and basically the entire university covering things up.
I hate to compare the two. Both,
yeah, I hate to too.
Were deplorable. One involved an assistant football coach. The other major perpetrator was a team doctor for the gymnastics team. Not exactly one and the same, but both horrible situations. Specifically, D'Antonio, the football coach at Michigan State, during his tenure, which began in 2007, according to Outside the Lines, had at least 16 football players accused of sexual assault or violence against women. And last June, D'Antonio was asked about four football players who had been accused of sexual assault recently. D'Antonio's response was, quote, "This is new ground for us. We've been here 11 years. It has not happened previously." Not sticking your head in the sand. In 2010, a graduate assistant coach under Tom Izzo was criminally charged for punching a female Michigan State student in the face at a bar. A few months later, after Michigan State qualified for the 2010 Final Four, the same assistant coach was accused of sexually assaulting a different female student.
Not good. not good situation. Your thoughts at 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. And you can give us a call as well, 319-366-1600. Again, we're going to talk to Dan Chonka coming up here in just a little bit. But, you know, it's not – I don't know. There's going to be more investigating going on into the basketball program, into the football program at Michigan State, and this could get very ugly by the time it all shakes down. We'll have to wait and see on that, and it's going to take a while to come up with all of the evidence and to come up with some sort of a decision as well.
I think what galls me more than anything else, a lot of this galls me, but in the Nassar case, school police and the Title IX office didn't formally begin investigating Nassar until 2014, 17 years after the first complaint.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And again, you got to watch out if this is fake news, but I don't think it is, because it is from Adrian Wojnarowski's Twitter feed.
And I know Bob Lee is going to have a piece Sunday on his ESPN Sunday show.
Correct. And Adrian Wojnarowski has come out with a tweet that sources are saying that Tom Izzo is going to announce his upcoming retirement in the next few days, but will finish out the season. That, according to people that sources tell The Vertical. Man. So just kidding. This is getting, there's more smoke and more fire in East Lansing, Michigan. Doesn't look good for college sports. It doesn't look good at all for the Big Ten Conference, one of the pillars as far as college athletics is concerned. I mean, this is the second, if this is indeed true, this is the second program in the Big Ten that basically has just done something so dastardly that it's just beyond reprehension at this point.
What do you think? 319-366-1600, our phone line, and Hertina and Stocker Jeweler text line 8721 weighing in. Just like Patino, if it's true, they need to go.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, again, that is just a – those are sources that are saying that Tom Izzo is going to announce his retirement in the next couple of days. And, boy, it's just a bad situation.
It's a pattern of denial. And you see it in politics. You see it in sports. You see it in everyday life. The denial of facts. Lying until you're proven wrong. And it's just, it's prevalent. And I don't know. I'm afraid to say that it's probably more prevalent in college sports than what we know.
I was just going to say that and echo your sentiments that I think this may be very far-reaching. I hope not. Maybe it's just the skeptical nature of my being, but it certainly is not only in East Lansing, Michigan. I mean, we've heard of assorted stories everywhere.
Abuse of women.
Absolutely.
I'm not talking about what Sandusky did.
No. Well, you know, you hope that doesn't take place anywhere else either. But, you know, obviously the movement of afoot, what is happening in the entertainment industry right now, and maybe it moves on to the athletic departments and athletic industries, if you will, just to throw a phrase out there. And you hope that's not the case, but I guess it'll play out coming up in investigations.
Said yesterday, or was it yesterday, Nassar was sentenced?
Mm-hmm.
And,
or 2 days ago, one of
these. This is just the beginning. Not only for Michigan State, but for USA Gymnastics, for Bella Caroli and Bella and Marta Caroli, and right on down the line. Unless people turn their heads and don't give a damn. And that would be sad.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. And, oh, by the way, the Friday night Big Ten basketball game tonight.
Mm.
Wisconsin at Michigan State.
Mm.
That's
so reports are that Izzo is going to retire after the end of the year?
Yes. Those are reports anyway. A few of them, like I said, Adrian Wojnarowski there.
He's pretty reliable.
Very much so. Very much so. And he has cited sources from the Vertical saying that.
37-31 on the text line. Not necessarily you guys are saying this, but I keep hearing about the athletic programs. Let's keep the victims in mind and remember they have to live with these memories forever. 86-50, I couldn't agree more, by the way. For people with children, this is a nightmare. Most want to believe people like him don't exist. Unfortunately, he was real, and I'm sure there are others as well.
Yeah, as much as you like to not think that, but it is the world we live in 2018, and there are bad people out there. There's bad people out there. Yeah, 319. I want to talk about some college athletes, I think, that are hopefully going in the right direction. After talking about that for a little bit. But we're going to do that with Dan Shanka of Our Lad Scouting Service. And
I thought you wanted to talk about the XFL and Vince McMahon not allowing any criminals into his league. Wouldn't it be better if it was an all-criminal league?
It's such... this thing is so strange because in 2000... Was it 2000 that he brought in the XFL or whatever it was? You know, it was going to be the outlaw league. And, you know, the rules, we got our own rules.
I don't remember a moment or a game.
I saw the first game and did not watch another one. Did not watch another one. By the way, Tiger's made another birdie. He's back to even, but then he just sailed one way right on the next tee.
Well, the watch is on, and whether anybody cares about it or not, it's a fairly big story in sports. This guy trying to come back. From what he's done or what he's had to encounter physically, more than Ben Hogan, more than anybody else in sports, I think. And whether he can get back in the winner's circle is a pretty big story. Right now, he's facing an uphill climb to make the cut at the Farmers Insurance Open. He is even on the day after a double bogey against two birdies. You mentioned he just birdied his 14th hole of the day, playing the front nine as his second nine. Four holes left, needs to make two birdies because the cut line right now is minus two, and he's got a par five, his last hole.
Yeah, the cut line, by the way, just dropped to minus one. Mm. It's fluctuating. It's fluctuating at this point. But Bob Herrig, who was a friend of the show here, said that it's so far right on six, he may be okay. That's happened to Tiger before. All right, 321. We'll take a break, come back. Dan Shanka of Our Lad Scouting Service. Talk some NFL draft preparation with us after this.
Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top seven wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit worldcupiowacity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
The quality of the product that we are offering is going to be much higher than at a box store. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We are HP sales and service authorized, and we're able to get better products that clients will be able to use. It will last longer in their business. I can sell a laptop that will come with a 3-year warranty because it's a higher quality.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
3:23, we're going to talk to Dan Shanka of our Lad Scouting Service coming up in just a moment. Apparently, that is a that is not a real website, or I should say Twitter account, the Wojnarowski. The fake news folks are at it again. Why do people do that, Mark? Great article today, by the way, and we talked about this earlier in the week because I knew JJ was going to write something about this, about Patrick McCaffrey and all the guff he gets. Mm-hmm. Online. Why do people enjoy doing that? They must have a lot more time on their hands than I do, and you do.
It's a good story.
It is a good story. I just wonder why people do it. But
I don't have an answer, Scott.
I don't have an answer either. Maybe Dan Shanka's got an answer to it. We're going to talk with Dan, of course, from Our Lad Scouting Service, and do a great job with draft analysis and getting ready for the NFL draft. And Dan has spent the week at the Senior Bowl watching a lot of the top college football athletes as they prepare for the NFL draft coming up. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm surprised you guys didn't play hooky today and not out hitting them on the range or something. This is very unusual. I just got back. I was for a week in Florida for the East-West practices and everything, and then, you know, heading to Mobile and that. But, you know, the weather – oh, and I was in Arizona in December, so got a little sunlight there. But, hey, when weather's like this back here, man, I thought you guys would be out whacking that ball.
Pretty tempting, Dan. There's no question the last couple
there are,
of days.
There are people playing at St. Andrews. Hi to all the guys.
What was your big takeaway from the Senior Bowl activities?
Well, you know, I think that, of course, the big dog and pony show at the start was Allen and Mayfield coming in. Mayfield couldn't come in late, you know, because his mom had an illness, but he did show. I mean, he said he was coming, and he came, and things. And you know, I think that, that there were so many players that rotated through. There was like 15 to 17 players that opted not to show up. So there was a plane ticket for a bunch of other players coming in at the last minute, getting ready to play and things. So it was a little more volatile this year than maybe it has been. But you know, I think suspicions were confirmed on some guys. Certainly, Baker Mayfield has been one of our top guys forever, even from our last or from our preview in August and September when it came out. And Baker did what he does. I mean, he's an accurate quarterback, and I call him Drew Brees Jr. And to me, he's just that guy that when I was at I was with the Eagles, I believe, when Drew came out, and I'd made the school call there. And, you know, they remind me so much of each other. I mean, their leadership capabilities, their dedication and everything. I really think, you know, and of course, Drew went in the second round. But I think Baker's going to be have a real good career. I mean, I just think the world of him in regards to his accuracy, his decision-making, his leadership, and so I think that, and then I, you know, I think Josh Allen, you know, he's kind of a media driven guy. You know, the guys that are on Twitter and stuff like that, I guess, that don't really understand quarterback play. I think that, you know, just because a guy throws a ball hard and he's good size, well, hey, Jamarcus Russell's down there in, down in Louisiana right now, if you want one of those guys, you know. And you guys saw, hey, you saw Allen when who was at Iowa early in the year, and I thought he actually improved this year over last year. But you know, throwing a ball, a fastball that, you know, leaves blisters on a wide receiver's hand is not a good thing, and neither is he throws a real heavy ball that I call that's not catchable. And in the NFL, you got to have touch. Now Brett Favre had a great, you know, he had a super strong arm, and he could throw it with anybody, but he knew when to take something off the ball, and he was accurate. for the most part when he wanted to be, when he wasn't trying to put it into triple coverage or something, you know. But he's a different guy than Allen, obviously. Allen is, I think if he was taken in the second round, salted away, developed, I think, you know, I'd be all for it. But to say, you know, nonsense like him being the first pick in the draft, well, you get what you deserve if you do that.
Dan, do you or any NFL folks have any issue or question about Baker Mayfield's character?
No. I mean, he had the one incident. But you know what, Mark, you look through, you know, if you saw the files that I see on these guys get drafted every year, you know, hey, that's the very, very least of, you know, because actually what he tried to do is break up a fight. And, of course, naturally, when you do that sometimes, you get right in the middle of it, and then he realized, hey, I'm Baker Mayfield. I shouldn't stick around here, you know. And but, you know, I mean, that's what happened, basically. And so I have no problem with his character. And, in fact, the guys I visited with at both games this week, I visited a lot of scouts and general managers and, you know, things like that, and not one of them mentioned anything about, you know, they had, you know, any setback on Baker's character.
Before we talk about some of the individual guys, I wanted to ask, we talked about this in the sports office before we got going here a little bit, and that was the way the draft has changed over the last handful of years, maybe last 3 to 5 years, whatever the case may be. I'd have to go back and look if it was even longer than that. But it used to be, like you said, quarterbacks weren't necessarily drafted in the top 8 picks, top 10 picks of the first round, whatever the case may be. If a team needed a quarterback, you could wait maybe a little bit, maybe to the second round if he was a second round guy. That's changed. You know, you're seeing quarterbacks now go in the first 7 picks, no matter if they're a second round guy, maybe, or maybe even a third round guy. Has that been the biggest change that you've seen over the last handful of years?
Well, that's part of it. I think that the thing is, teams panic. You know, you don't have a quarterback, and all of a sudden, your fan base wants to know when you're going to get one, and then they end up reaching for a guy that, you know, is not ready to play, or and then you got to play him if you take him high, which is the other bad thing. And because, everybody knows the guy that's on the bench, the number 2 quarterback, is the best quarterback on your team when your starter's doing bad. So, but, you know, you got to have a real strong front office. And, you know, you don't worry about anything but backing your coaching staff and your scouting department and making that good decision, bringing that quarterback into your team. And but there's no question about it. There's, Joe Montana was a 3rd-round draft choice. You know, I mean, we can go on down the line, and obviously some of the great ones. Of course, John Elway was, in fact, you know, he had the best velocity and ball rotation that I'd ever seen on a quarterback. And I wasn't scouting back then, but I was at the Denver Bronco training camp when he was just starting out and things. And, I mean, John was the accurate and had all that, everything that you're looking for. And so, you know, I think that, and by the way, he only had one, his passing percentage was only over 60% one or two times in his whole career, whereas a guy like Allen, for instance, he hasn't been close to that yet. He's in the mid-50s, and in college, there's no way you should be in the mid-50s. Of course, back when Marino and Elway and all those guys came out, most of the throwing was down the field. You know, now you got the check downs, and you've got the, I call it jailbreak screens out there, or your wide receiver screens, which is like a long handoff. Your swing routes are more prevalent in college, things like that. So, you know, percentages are higher. But you know, I think that it's just, you know, nowadays that you got to have a quarterback, and if you don't have one, you do anything you can to get one. Now, it worked well for Philadelphia, you know, getting Carson Wentz, the couple moves they made, trading up. My hat's off to Howie Roseman. I mean, he was Howie's guy from day one, and it didn't matter. And they were going to go after him no matter what it took to get him to be an Eagle. And there's some quarterbacks out there that I think are pretty good. But again, there's a lot of holes in this cheese out there. I mean, there's no complete guy. So, you know, it's going to be real interesting to see how these quarterbacks come off.
Talking with Dan Shonka of OurLads.com on the gym class, 333. Let's talk individuals. I want to start with Darius Fountain, who had a great week of practice leading up to the East-West game and then became the offensive MVP of the game. He had a nice relationship with Riley Ferguson in that game, but what about this guy?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he was very impressive, guys. I mean, he, from the minute he started, you know, came out on the field, if people that have never seen Darius, he's big. Now, he's a big receiver. Now, I mean, he's got long arms. He's a thick guy. He weighed in around 217 pounds, something like that, and he's like 6025, which is, you know, a little under 6'3 for the people that don't know all the nomenclature of the NFL. But, I mean, he is a big man, and he was really impressive in practice, catching the ball with his hands, and he blocked well. He went out there, and, I mean, it's a credit to Mark Farley and his staff up there that, you know, they turn out players every year that are NFL-caliber-type player. And, in fact, the coach, because I helped pick the East-West and things like that, I was, you know, on the field with these guys, just standing behind the huddle and things like that, and then visited the coaches after practice and then watched the film after practice. And the coaches felt that Darius was the best receiver there. They felt that his ceiling was basically unlimited, and they had him all graded over Deshaun Hamilton, the Penn State receiver, who's really good, who was supposedly the best receiver this week at the Senior Bowl. So that just tells you how good Darius, what kind of week he had. And he's going to look great in a West Coast offensive uniform because, I mean, he's a big guy that can run slants. He ran the dig routes. And the question is, they thought, well, I mean, the only question people had about him is how fast is he? You know, how can he get, you know, that deep? Can he take the top off of defense? No, he can't necessarily take a top off it, but if he's there, he's going to make the play on the ball.
Yeah, and I think his stock's definitely on the rise. Yeah. Another guy whose stock is on the rise is, from all indications, is Akram Wadley, the former Hawkeye running back, and he's turned some heads.
Right, and you know, he's the kind of guy. Now, you talk about how the draft has changed the last few years, and here's another one, Scott, the running backs. 3 years ago, because on our depth charts, on the Our Lads NFL depth charts, we have the position depth charts, and you go there, you click on the running backs, and 3 years ago, there was only three or four running backs that were under 218 pounds. Okay, now, the last few years, you see these smaller guys getting drafted and things like that because they want you – because the way the defense has to play, they're in a lot of times a 4-2 front with five defensive backs. Now they want a back out there, a little back that can beat you in space and throw the ball out there to them so they can, you know, beat that corner or beat that linebacker safety coming up and be a space player and get 4 or 5 yards every time they catch a ball. So a guy like Wadley, he's, you know, super quick into the hole and through the hole. And what happens is, you know, the lines down in the NFL, they'll make that little crease because they don't, you know, two dinosaurs are crashing together. So you just need a little crease for Wadley to squirt through there, or these other little backs that have been drafted, you know, and relative. I call them little, because, you know, compared to Fournette's and guys like that, but they're valuable in their own way, being that third down back and catching the ball out of the backfield or as a changeup to squirt through, you know, like a inside midline play and breaking through there and cutting off a linebacker and getting some extra yards. So, but that's another thing that's really changed. Got a lot, not only the quarterback getting drafted early, but now smaller running backs getting drafted by the dozen, say, in the fourth round.
Curious, Dan, where you have two other Hawkeyes slotted, and that's Josh Jackson and James Daniels.
Well, I tell you, Josh Jackson is his ball skills are really second to none. I mean, he just plays that ball really well. And here's a guy that really didn't start for 2 years there, mm-hmm. and was in the mix, but had to learn, you know, how to play back there. Phil Parker's probably coaches secondary as good as anybody in the country, and he really brought along Josh, and Josh picked it up. And then, of course, this year he exploded on the scene. There's a lot of things now Josh has got to learn playing the NFL, but One thing he does do is play the ball in the air, and that's what you want to see. And again, it's going to be like Desmond King last year. It's going to come down to, you know, how fast he can run. And you guys know I loved Desmond last year, and everything I wrote, I think I said, I don't care where he gets drafted, but the guy's going to start. You know what I mean? He's just a great football player, and he ended up doing well now out there at San Diego. Well, I tell you, Jackson, if he runs well, and you know, if he's going to be, say, he runs in the high four or something like that, then he's going to get drafted a little bit higher. If he he's a 4.51, 4.52 guy, because there's so many corners this year, the way to sort these guys out is speed. And so he may get drafted a little bit later, and then, which is not a bad thing. I'm talking about maybe second round, you know, maybe top of the third. But that's a good thing, because then they work more with you. You don't have to throw you in the fire so soon, and then you get you ready to play, because basically he started 1 year. So, but he's a very good corner. He's well thought of in the league, and you know, people want to see what he can flat out run. But he's a good size guy. Again, he's like 6'1". And change, 195, 200 pounds, that's what you want out there. So a lot of thumbs up for him. And then touching on Daniel, the center right now, I think that, you know, he's going to be battling a few guys for the top spot. I think that, you know, some people that, Billy Price, a lot of those Big Ten guys, you know, Billy Price from Ohio State, Ragnow from Arkansas is really a good center that, you know, he tore his knee up, so he's probably going to fall down a little bit, and which helps Daniels move up in there, because Daniels is so big that with that size and everything, teams are going to say, well, hey, we can use this guy as a swing guard, or if he doesn't start for us at center, he can play guard. But, you know, another Big Ten guy that's really well thought of is Brian Allen out of Michigan State. So some Big Ten guys are going to be and Mason Cole out of Michigan. Can't forget him. He's another center that's been out the Senior Bowl and things like that, and has had a good week. So, but I think you're probably, you know, it's there's still some variables that have to be sorted through. But I think Daniels will probably be, you know, a late second, third round kind of guy, early third guy.
Really didn't mean to overlook a couple really favorite Hawkeyes, and those would be Josie Jewell and Sean Welsh.
Yeah, I tell you, Josie Jewell, well thought of. The big thing is, of course, you know, being passing all the physicals and stuff like that. You know, those linebackers have a tendency to get beat up a little bit, and they want to make sure that, you know, when you're holding two fingers up, that it doesn't look like three fingers. You know, make sure he's all cleared any kind of concussions and things like any linebacker. But Josie's, I've heard some people, you know, talk about even taking him in the late second. I have him in the third, you know, he could even go in the fourth. You know, it just depends on if teams feel like he can cover anymore. You got to have a linebacker in there that not only can play the run, but he's got to be able to cover, because you're playing, like I talked about earlier, basically with two linebackers in there, and, you know, your four man front and then your five defensive backs. So you've got to be able to cover, and if people feel he can cover, he might go late second, like I said, or the third, you know, but if they feel like he's more of a run player right now, he may end up going the fourth. But I tell you what, I think Iowa's going to have Sean Welsh, a terrific football player. I think when you really, you know, put him under the microscope, you see a terrific football player that not only he's a little short. So some teams are saying, well, hey, let's kick him inside the center, work him at center, and then he could be our swing guard or what have you. So he may start out at center for some team, but he's really going to compete. Well, I think he's going to be a starter eventually in the league. I mean, I really think the world of him. And but, you know, other Iowa players I'll touch on briefly, like Vandenberg, he'll go as a free agent somewhere, you know, to catch the ball. James Butler, he'll probably be a free agent, but, you know, he's got that little squirt to him where, boom, he can, you know, get through that hole quickly, and he's got some strength to him. You know, I think Ben Neiman might be a guy, along with Bauer, that's kind of overlooked in some respects, but both have a lot of ability, and it wouldn't surprise me if they either get drafted late, sign as a free agent, and then end up making a team. You know, I think that they got that kind of ability, Basma, probably the defensive tackle. He'll probably end up being a free agent. But again, you know, Iowa's free agents, when they go places, they get in there and they really compete and make teams. So, and I think this year is so deep in safety that Miles Taylor, for instance, I think that, you know, he's had his moments at Iowa and he'll be a free agent for somebody and you know, maybe be a special team guy or something. But, you know, so I was going to have a lot – this draft coming up, I think there's going to be a lot of excitement, you know, around Iowa City. I think there's a lot of good football players.
And what people are saying, yeah, this team should have won 11 games.
Sorry, Kirk. Didn't mean to tell you I had so many good players. Yeah. You do.
Well, we're fresh out of time, Dan. We'll talk a lot more before the NFL draft. We'll talk a little bit more about the Panthers and Cyclones as well as that time. But more all-star activities yet to go, and then we'll get to the combine, and we'll really get down to the brass tacks of all this. But, hey, appreciate it, and got more information I know that people can check out over at Our Lads.
You betcha. Thanks a million, guys. Great being with you.
Thanks, Dan. Dan Shanka, Our Lads Scouting Service, joining us at 3:44 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We will take a break, come back, we'll assemble the panel, have the penultimate Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 for the year. That's coming up.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Be this year's Super Sunday MVP and join the Cedar Valley Habitat for Humanity's home team huddle. Register your party today. You'll be helping families right here in Eastern Iowa achieve their dreams of owning a home.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Check, check, and check. Whole to-do list, done. And it's game time.
I only gave you that list an hour ago.
Right.
You fixed the dishwasher, washed the dog, and got us a mortgage in less than an hour?
Yep. Dishwasher was simple, Bruno was no trouble, and I got us an online mortgage at Fairfax State Savings Bank, where we were approved in like 20 minutes.
You demand, babe. Let's watch that game. High five.
Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com for a mortgage or refinance today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you seen the Johns lately at TCB Pool Hall? No, not the two guys at the bar. I'm talking about the restrooms. No joke. 5 stars. But enough about that. TCB is a pool hall with 10 full-size tables you can rent by the hour, so you can play as long as you want. There are always interesting drink specials. I mean, you've got to have something to sip on between shots, right? Play pool, drink cold beer, use the John at TCB Pool Hall on the Ped Mall next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
Right now at Menards, get an 11% rebate on everything, including Dutch Boy paint.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
3:47 back. Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way on KGYM. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. By the way, a big, big thank you coming up to everybody that stopped out at Mulligan's last night. Had a great time out there with the reintroduction of the road trip. Kyle, let's do this right now. But we're going to get the panel together because we have to give away our $30 gift card yet. We're going to do that to La Cantina coming up right now. We've been doing it all this week, and a big thanks to La Cantina. They are hiring right now, by the way, and you can stop on by one of their three locations out in the Fountains on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids in Marion, or the location downtown on First Avenue right across from the Doubletree and the U.S. Cellular Center out there. Now, we've got one more $30 gift card to give away right now to caller number 6-319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You are going to pick up that final $30 gift card to La Cantina. Gentlemen, good day.
The penultimate edition for another season of the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. Somebody's going to win a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. And this is my favorite week because you just sort of throw some stuff on the grid of integrity that Mark Dukes brings to the studio every week, and it's a hodgepodge, a potpourri, or as one of my former co-hosts would refer to it, jungle stew.
Jungle stew. Very much so. Very much so. And yeah, and which you guys got a golden opportunity to get back into this thing because Mark and I, we are flying blind this week.
We've picked 375 games in this little exercise, and it's only separated by four games. I mean, that's pretty competitive.
It's a lot of mediocrity.
All right. Panel is assembled, and Kyle, real quick, who was our winner? Do you remember who our winner is? You have it? You can say it. Just say it into the microphone.
It was Robbie.
Robbie!
Yeah, Robbie from Cedar Rapids.
Congratulations. What? No, I mean the La Cantina. Well, thank you, Robbie, for winning last week, but do you have the La Cantina? I'm sorry, I should have been...
Oh, yeah, Matt in Cedar Rapids. Sorry
about
that.
Put it up there. I'm sorry, Matt in Cedar Rapids. Thank you for listening, Matt, and enjoy La Cantina. All right, we got most of the panel here. We're ready to go. Todd?
We got Sean with us?
No.
No.
We'll get his picks in absentia.
It is his Uncle Dallas's birthday today. I know that. So perhaps he's celebrating with some red beers with Dally. So we'll get his picks. I think I know where he's going to be taken. We're going to start. Scott, you were the winner last week.
That I was.
Apparently we were reminded. Robbie, our winner last week, picked you. We're going to start with a Big Ten basketball game tonight. Wisconsin travels to the Breslin Center to take on the Michigan State Spartans, who are just keeping it low-key. No big stories surrounding Michigan State at all. I'm sure no one's going to be paying attention to Tom Izzo and the Spartans tonight, but they are a 17-point favorite at the Breslin Center. Scott, you saw that Wisconsin basketball team firsthand last week from your seats at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. They're bad.
Well, I didn't because I had a game on Tuesday.
Oh, I thought you were there.
No,
nope, I
was
down
not
for that.
There.
I well,
was
a lot
not
of other
there.
People weren't either. Yeah. No big deal.
I watched it when I got home, and they are not a good basketball team this year. Not a good basketball team. Who knows how Michigan State is going to come out tonight, but I'm basing this on the fact that I think Tom Izzo's... I don't know how to respond to this. I'm taking Michigan State. Mark,
I'm not fooled by the performance that Wisconsin gave against Iowa. I mean, Happ's a good player, and then they don't have much else. But 17 points in a Big Ten game, give them to me.
Yeah, Wisconsin does have some players, but one player. And I do like the way Michigan State matches up with this game. But the Woj tweet was fake, but I think a lot of those players might be thinking about whether Tom Izzo's coaching them next year or not. I think I'm going to take Wisconsin to at least keep it a little bit close.
I'm going to take Wisconsin. I mean, you don't need to analyze this one. There's a lot going on with Michigan State, and they can either rally the troops and win tonight, and they're going to win, but I watched Michigan battle Purdue last night, and Purdue was a heavy favorite. I think Wisconsin can give Michigan State a little bit of a run and lose by 15.
About Penn State and Ohio State, too. Yeah.
What a great finish.
Oh.
Alex?
There are several games on this list that I don't want to go too deep on and analyze too much.
Oh, no,
I just
let's go. Hell, we can start the show late today. It's no big deal. We'll start at
this is definitely one of them. I'll take Wisconsin.
All right, I'm on an island so far.
Again, we'll pick Sean's games up later on. Let's head to the NBA. There is method behind the madness here. If you were tuned into my show yesterday, you heard an APC reunion at 6:30 last night. So we got to pick a Knicks game with Tyler Ryder back in town, right? They are on the road taking on the Phoenix Suns tonight. And the Suns are getting a point at home, Mark Dukes.
I've watched part of one NBA game all year. I don't have any idea who's on any of these teams, but I'll take the home dog. I mean, Phoenix.
Suns have a weak front court. The Knicks have the best player on the floor in Kristaps Porzingis. I'm taking the Knicks.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Look, the last thing that I would ever bet on is the NBA. But if you're a home dog, you're a home dog for a reason. But they're also playing the Knicks, which is cause for concern here. So you know what? I'm going to go against my own conventional wisdom. Take Phoenix.
All right.
I'll take Phoenix as well.
Scott, is the home dog calling?
Name three people I've never been in their kitchen. I've been to Phoenix. I haven't been to New York. I will take Phoenix.
You've never been to New York, the concrete jungle?
Never been.
I was watching MLB Network yesterday. They were talking with Chipper Jones, who, of course, has a love-hate relationship with Mets fans. And he said for the first couple years he was in the big leagues, he never left his hotel room except to go to the ballpark. He was so intimidated by New York City. Last night at the road trip at Mulligan's, BJ and Marion was there.
Hey, BJ!
And BJ and Marion, who was also a huge fan of your shirt, Scott, as you know well, is a San Antonio Spurs fan. So the Sixers are in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. San Antonio's a 4-point favorite tonight, Kyle.
Spurs got a couple people hurt. Sixers got a lot of talent. I'm going to go with the Sixers.
I never pick against Pop, so I'm going to go with San Antonio.
San Antonio's had some weird drama lately with Kawhi Leonard being hurt and apparently distant from the team. You just don't usually talk about the Spurs having all kinds of drama. That's why I'm going to pick the Sixers.
Bobby Jones was one of my favorite players, along with Andrew Toney and the Doctor. They're not around. I'll take San Antonio.
When I was watching the NBA, Hal Greer was one of my favorite players.
I was expecting a George Gervin reference.
The Iceman.
Give me Phila.
The greatest poster ever was The Iceman Cometh.
You guys may not remember this because even though they're only an hour apart, the Quad Cities seems like another world away, but it was a big deal when I was a kid. George Gervin played for the Quad City Thunder in the CBA at the very tail end of his career. He wasn't the Iceman.
He was
Iceman in name only at that point in time. The Bulls are at home at the United Center tonight taking on the Lakers. No, I know this is going to factor into everybody's picks. No Lonzo Ball tonight.
Oh.
And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Chicago at home, showing a little bit some signs of life. I have no idea if they are or not. I just said it. And
no,
sometimes if you're authoritative and you sound like you know what you're talking about, people buy into it.
They're showing some signs of life because Zach LaVine is back from injury. I like the Bulls.
I don't think Jamal Wilkes is playing tonight. I'm just going to keep dropping former NBA players' names from the eras that I know. I'll take the Bulls.
Lonzo's taking a lot of heat. He actually leads that team in a few categories, right? This is going to hurt the Lakers. Give me Chicago. How about that knowledge?
Wow. That was good.
Kyle, are you going to be a big baller and go out on an island?
No.
Well, we don't know if it's an island because we don't have Sean's
pick. We don't have Sean's yet.
I wanted the Bulls to tank this year. Thought they might get the first overall pick. As it turns out, they've got good players who are playing well. I'm going to go with the Bulls.
All right. It is Pro Bowl week. Pro Bowl has moved to Orlando. The NFC is a 3-point favorite in this game, Alex?
I'm literally speechless right now. I have nothing to say about this game. This is the first time in the history of the Pick Six where I have absolutely no knowledge on the subject, so I'm just talking to fill time. I'll take the NFC.
The NFC. I'm an AFC guy, even though
John Facenda in the studio. I thought I heard. Okay,
sorry. I'm an AFC guy, even though I'm going to be rooting for the NFC in the Super Bowl. But I will. I'll stick with my AFC getting 3 points in this beloved game.
Mark, happy anniversary! You do know what happened on this day back in 1986, correct?
I didn't even know this one.
Well, the Bears won the Super Bowl.
Bears won the Super Bowl on this day in 1986.
Thank you very much for the reminder.
Carried Mike Ditka and Buddy Ryan off the field. I think we know who was
and
really
Walter
behind.
Payton still didn't score
Walter
a touchdown.
And Walter Payton still waiting to score that touchdown in heaven.
My best buddy and I had to drink shots every time the Bears scored.
Oh, boy. 6-10.
Do we have footage?
Snow angels in the front yard weren't pretty.
It's a lot of black velvet.
No. What are we picking now? Like Pro Bowl?
NFC, AFC.
This spread is 3 every year, isn't it?
I think so. I think they just...
Give me AFC.
I took a look at the rosters. I thought NFC has the most guys.
You didn't take a look at the rosters?
Of course. Yeah, I looked at the injury replacement. I thought that the NFC has the most standing, talented players. I'm going to take NFC.
I am an NFC guy to the core, but this game doesn't mean anything, so I'll take the side that's getting the points. Give me the AFC.
Like who wants to be there or what?
It's nobody Orlando. I don't know if
it's in Orlando.
So the over-under on this, and Scott, Sean would have been up here, so we'll go back to you. The over-under on that game is 67 points, and then our tiebreaker this week will be the total points scored in the Iowa-Nebraska game this weekend in Lincoln.
Well, 67 maybe at halftime. So I will go with the over. That's a pretty safe bet. And I'm going to go 161.
I'm going to go under 67.
Gutsy.
And 150 points.
This has been the best pick six of the year.
The easy answer seems like you would take the over, but they've only touched this number once in the last 4 years.
Look,
I'm
going to
take the
God.
Under, and for the total, I'm going to go 160.
Kyle!
It's like John Cranton over here.
This is an inside knowledge, but I did look up the number started at 71, so there has been a ton of money coming in.
Michael Irvin's, serious?
Michael Irvin says he's going to run the ball.
The number opened at 71, so it's been bought down 4 whole points. There's a lot of money on the under. Vegas could make a killing on this game, but I'm going to go ahead and take the under, and I had 155 written down earlier, so we're all in the same range on the tiebreaker, Alex.
I'll go with the over and 175.
Over and 175. There you go.
And we'll get Sean's picks again at some point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Big show. I know you got Ben Neiman coming up during the last hour, right?
Ben Neiman's going to join Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com and me during the big hour. And then we got Scott Docterman at 5:30 from the land of 10.com. And Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News is going to hop on with us at 5 o'clock tonight. We'll do Love It or Leave It as well. And look back on last night's road trip to Mulligan's. We had a good time.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was a little too much fun for some people. Not me.
I was fine.
And we answered the eternal question, how many KGYM employees does it take to disassemble a selfie station? The answer, 3.5.
3.5 if you had the over, you win.
You got by the hook.
319-366-1600.
Mark knows that. I want to hear more about the snow angels. Oh, we're out of time. We're already running over.
Out of time. All right. Stay tuned. The Todd Blomkamp Show is coming up next with Alex Kuhn on KGYM. Have a good weekend.
Tiger with another birdie. He's inside the cut line.
Baby! CBS is doing cartwheels and snow angels in San Diego.
Have a great weekend.
We'll talk to you tonight out at Marion.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse.
That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. America's number one battery. America